In letters from a Birmingham jail, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. addresses his critics and writes, quote, "Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will." Quote, "To be a real ally and advocate for change requires more than just good intentions and lukewarm support. It demands deep understanding and personal accountability. I worry that I might be just the kind of person with shallow understanding and goodwill about which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote." The rabbis of the Talmud also have something to say about ignorance and the obligation to educate oneself. When Avimelech sets his sights on Sarah and brings her into his house, he thinks he does so with Abraham's blessing. After all, he asks, "Is this your wife?" And Abraham claims that she is his sister. When God appears to Avimelech in a dream and says, "You shall die for the woman you took, as she is a man's wife," Avimelech is stunned. He protests to God that he's innocent, saying, "My heart is blameless and my hands are clean." God even agrees with him. God says, "I knew you did this with a pure heart. But even so, if you don't return Sarah, you shall die, you and all that are yours." It seems that, to the extent that Avimelech did wrong by taking Sarah, he did it unknowingly. Why then should God threaten to kill him? In the Talmud, our rabbis use the story of Avimelech to debate the status of someone who is omer mutar, that is, who mistakenly says or thinks that something forbidden is permissible. Is this person guilty and responsible for acting on that misimpression, or are they exempt from punishment? Rabbah argues that someone who sins unwittingly is still guilty and should be punished. Rav Chista argues that because one who is omer mutar was unaware of what they were doing, or that they were doing something wrong, they shouldn't be held accountable. In response, Rabbah brings the story of Avimelech to prove that, in fact, one who is omer mutar is liable for their sin. Avimelech claimed he was innocent, God even confirmed his innocence, and yet he's still liable to the death penalty if he doesn't hand Sarah over. Avimelech's ignorance doesn't get him off the hook. The Talmud concludes his back and forth about Avimelech's guilt with a profound teaching about ignorance and responsibility. Shehaya lo lilmod velo lemad. He should have learned, and he didn't learn. Avimelech can't evade responsibility by claiming that he didn't know better, as he relied upon Abraham's word that Sarah was his sister. Avimelech had an obligation to educate himself, to seek out correct knowledge and to take responsibility for his ignorance. His sin is not Abraham's fault. It's his own fault, and he should have known better. For me, I hear the echo of this short one-liner, "He should have learned, and he didn't learn," when I think about my own relationship to racial awareness and racial justice work. I am certainly not deliberately bigoted, and I want to see myself as not racist at all. Yet I live in a country whose history is steeped in racism and whose systems continue to perpetuate racism today, and I am a part of its culture. I know enough to know that I don't know enough. Am I the well-intentioned person with the superficial understanding about whom Dr. King wrote? I hear this line from the Talmud as a call out. "You should have learned, and you didn't learn." Ben O'Keefe, former senior aide to Senator Elizabeth Warren, has written about the obligation of white people to educate themselves. Quote, "Listen more than you speak. Do your research. Ignorance, by very definition, is a lack of knowledge, so the only way to break down ignorance and your ignorance and the ignorance of others is through education. It's really important to learn the history of the struggle you're putting yourself into, to learn about the systems of oppression that exist and how you're complicit in them, and then, again, remember that it's not our job to educate you. It's not hard to educate yourself." Quote, "The Talmud teaches me that I cannot claim ignorance and absolve myself. I have an obligation to educate myself about the history of racism in this country, to understand the systems that are still at play, and to take responsibility for my role in them. The history is long and complex. I am at the beginning of my understanding, but a shallow understanding is not enough." I should have learned, and I will learn.